Yeah, surprisingly, that blown-in insulation doesn't have a lot of dust or anything with it. I mean, that you can see, right? I'm sure it's there. But I found that it wasn't too bad. I mean, the one thing I do notice is that I probably should go back up there and blow some more insulation, because after I've walked back and forth a few times, you know, that insulation's designed to stay in that, like, puffy, you know, 1 foot off of the rafters. And once you start stepping on stuff and pushing it down, I'm sure I'm kind of hurting some of the insulation. But yeah, I got lucky that the cold air return to the basement actually runs through the closet on the second floor next to my stairs. So I was able to cut a hole in the drywall and basically access it right where it was, and I was able to drop into it. So still didn't fix the drywall, but at least it's in a closet, you can't see it. So I was able to, I had to go through like 4 studs because it was right where something met up, so I rope it getting the holes through that. But now that the holes are there, I think I'm going to pick up some coax and get a third one, because I'd like to have this antenna that I'm installing, the disc cone, and then I'll put a long wire there as long as I can string up to do like 80 and 160. But yeah, I got lucky where the cold air return was. But nothing really lines up like you would expect. Like I said, I had to go through like 5 studs, 6 studs, because the headers all met up at the same spot. So it was a little bit difficult. But once it's done, it's done.